now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
It's time now for Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee. The University of Missouri women's basketball team, senior forward Haley Frank and freshman guard Ashton Judd earned all Southeastern Conference honors as announced by the league office this past Tuesday. Frank was named to the All-SEC second team while Judd was recognized on the All-SEC freshman team. Judd, a late addition to the Tigers' 2022 class, was among the elites of first-year conference newcomers. The West Plains native is averaging 7.4 points and 3 rebounds per game in her inaugural season with the Tigers. Judd ranks third in the SEC, shooting 44.1% from three-point range. The conversion percentage is the first among Missouri freshmen all time. Elevating her play down the stretch, the first-year guard scored in double figures 4 times in a 5-game stretch in February. She was awarded SEC Freshman of the Week honors after pouring in a season-high 17 points in a victory over Mississippi State and 16 points in a win over Texas A&M on February 20th. Congratulations, Ashton Judd. Class 5 District 6 boys seedings. Bolivar number 1 versus number 8 Branson today at 4 p.m. Number 4 Hillcrest plays number 5 McDonald County at 5:30. Number 2 Parkview plays number 7 West Plains at 7 p.m. Game will air on KDY 102.5. And the final game of the first round will be number 3 Glendale versus number 6 Willard. All games are being played at Willard High School. Girls scores from Class 4 District 11 from Mountain Grove. Willow Springs defeated Buffalo 46-39. Mountain Grove topped Hollister 57-42. On Thursday night, Willow Springs will play Ava at 6 p.m. and Mountain Grove will play Forsyth at 7:30 in the semifinal round. Tonight, semifinals in Class 4 District 11 boys basketball. It'll be Mountain Grove playing Rogersville at 6, and Hollister plays Forsyth at 7:30. Games are being played at Hollister. The MSU West Plains Grizzlies hosted the play-in game for the Region 16 tournament versus State Fair. With more on last night's play-in game, here's Harlan Hutchison.
An injury to leading scorer Aiden Gare was too much for the Grizzlies to overcome as they lose to State Fair in the play-in game of Region 16 last night at the Civic Center by a final of 73-60. Aiden turned his ankle this past weekend at Three Rivers and was able to suit up and go, but he just didn't have it, did not score in the ball game. The Grizzlies, who had a 26-20 lead at one point midway through the first half, saw that quickly disappear, and then as the game was tied at 31, the Grizzlies were stuck on 31 for a while, got outscored 13-5. By half, they were down 39-32. In the second half, State Fair picked up where they left off, and they outscored the Grizzlies to start the half 16-5, and that was pretty much the basketball game. State Fair's biggest lead was 20. Leading scorer in the ball game was Devin Ellis. The 6'6 freshman from Chicago was unstoppable. He had 20 points, 19 tossed in by Dalton Gaiman from Nevada. Grizzlies leading scorer with 16. Kendon Peebles getting the start last night. Kyle Germany finished with 13 points. If there was a constant this season, it was the Grizzlies struggling at times to score the basketball, going for several minutes without a score, putting them in holes, and they just weren't the type of team that could dig out of a deep hole. The Grizzlies finished the year at 11-19. State Fair goes on to play Moberly in the region semifinals Friday in Jefferson City. The Grizzlies lose last night against State Fair 73-60 with the Grizzlies at the Civic Center. I'm Harlan Hutchison.
Mizzou looks to continue to gain momentum as the regular season wraps up, playing its final road game of the season with a contest at LSU. Pre-game 7:30, first tip is set for 8 p.m., all on Q94. Area girls sectional scores from last night in Class 2, Norwood over Iberia 59-42. Fordland topped College Height Christian 57-41. Now, Norwood will play Fordland in the quarterfinals on Saturday at 1:45 at Warrensburg. In Class 3, Mansfield defeated Stillville 57-35 in the sectionals. Mansfield will play Fair Grove Saturday at 3:30, again at Warrensburg. Finally, the Blues are on a 6-game losing streak following a 5-3 loss to the Seattle Kraken at the Enterprise Center. Brandon Saad scored in the middle of the second period to tie the game at 2 before St. Louis gave up a pair of goals. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.